Can I?
Can you just put this on the top? Put this on the
Mother had heart attack. She's very weak in the hospital.
Okay.
Tompa Prabhu.
He left.
No, I saw that.
Oh, so he's still talking.
Tompa Prabhu?
Tompa Prabhu is gone now. Did he call him?
You are okay?
Atmaram,
Hari Ram from Srila Gauravananda Maharaj and Diksha, your Diksha disciple. He lives in Bali also.
But he was
staying with the preaching there.
But he was a devotee in the 70s also. With Siddha Swarup. He was around all devotees.
Your son? He came here or
no? He has been with you for many years now, Gurudev.
In his house they have programs, yeah. He's helping always the devotees who are coming visiting sannyasis.
Husband?
Yes,
son.
This is son.
This is Chota Bhajana.
What are you eating? Hare Krishna, how are you eating?
And where is your elder sister?
No, she is from Philippines.
Philippines.
Yes.
This is really wrong.
I thought that
his daughter.
What happened? Why is he? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Janavi. Janavi.
Yes.
Rajasundari.
Krishna Priya.
Krishna Priya.
Enough talking.
Rajesh Pari and Krishna Priya.
There.
One is in Australia.
Anupama in Australia.
Anupama in Australia.
Oh,
with Gokul.
How are your two daughters? They are married?
Yes.
Both of them have kids.
She got one children, son, and Rasaswari got two sons. Now she is looking at the factory with Radhakanta Prabhu and Radhikala Devi.
They are looking after the factory with Radhakanta Prabhu and Radhikala so they can come. And they have, yeah, this his daughter. And she has two sons, and another daughter, Krishna Priya, has one son.
One son, Balar.
Govinda, Damodar, and Balar.
You are fortunate to have so many children.
Yes, because we like to overlook us to you. Because we have no more to help everybody. If they are to and together.
Wants to offer all the children to you.
Very good.
How many children? No harm.
Five grandchildren. Two in Australia and three in Bali. There is one son only, another three that are still there. And Hari Mohini at home, look after Takuji.
Tell Gauraj Prabhu to meet me when again I will come here or
Philippines.
Maybe I will try to go to Singapore now. I will go to Australia, Fiji land.
New Zealand.
There was one Chinese person. You were contemplating the Chinese person.
Which Chinese person?
You were contemplating one Chinese person.
We didn't get to meet him
yet. Murari Chaitanya.
Pandu.
Pandu.
Pandu. Who is Pandu?
Before, he took Harinath Kavichandra Maharaj. And now, like to.
They have received Harinath from Kavichandra Maharaj.
We also.
Prabhu, Prabhu,
and Pandu. And they want to receive Diksha from you.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Really?
About 9 o'clock.
First, you should hear our classes and examine that whether I am qualified guru or not. And then if not qualified, reject. And if qualified, then you should.
He is thinking why the
because
banana.
A devotee has to be his whole life in guru. And if guru is not qualified and he falls down, then disciples become hopeless. So, in our Guru Parampara, it is regulation, rule and regulation. Guru should also test them, and disciples should also test Guru, that he will ever fall down or
not. They have heard Padmanabh Maharaj's classes, and they became so inspired. They never heard this before, they said, in ISKCON. And Radhakanta Prabhu is recommending three of them for Diksha.
Very good.
And Brajinath Prabhu's wife, she also wants to receive with Diksha.
Oh, she has taken Harinama.
Harinama.
And this one, Mayapur Prabhu, this is for the disciple. Harinam from you last year.
Your disciple, Mayapur Chandra?
Yes, Mayapur Chandra.
Mayapur Chandra.
Already.
A problem with his wife and his son and daughter. I would like to offer him, but he said, I need to check it. So, and you to ask his wife, he must leave.
His wife and his son and daughter, they don't
hurt him.
Talk to
him. Yes.
Not at all.
Gurudev, actually, Rajarani.
Your wife, son, and daughter don't accept your being a devotee? They accept him.
Only his wife.
Not accept him. She's not following anything.
No,
oh. He has wife and son and daughter, Mayapur Chandra Prabhu, and he's telling his wife is not accepting that he is devotee, but his daughter and son, they are accepting him, seeing him devotee. So this is his dilemma, what he should do. He wants to take Diksha and advance more in bhakti life. How he should adjust this situation?
He should take Diksha. He should not spoil his life for worldly wife, son and others. Because they cannot help in transcendental world. He will have to practice himself. So if wife is not and if she gives some obstruction, problem, then better not to be. And if not giving any problem, but she is not accepting what he does, then he should take and leave with her. And gradually he will try. If she will come to me, it may be that she will be changed.
The Prabhu Raskwa, Sabanya Prabhu Raskwa Diksha, the Dipan Istri Prabhu Raskwa Diksha, the Khalo Nanti tetap dia tidak memberikan respon dan Prabhu berbaik kalau mengingatkan dia untuk Prabhu tetap menjawab, tapi kalau dia respon dia bisa tinggal dengan Prabhu. Dan hanya sesaat dan dia sudah bisa kembali menerima dan persembahkan kepada dia. Thank you very much. Gurudev. Listen to this. Yes.
Just actually, Rajarani did not get first initiation yet.
Yeah.
So she wants to get Harinam and Diksha from
Very good. Very good.
And also, Charu, where's Charu? Charumukhi has been, she's a very good preacher.
Yeah.
She's always preaching. And
your disciples.
Friends, Lata and Barbara, want to take Harinam from you tomorrow also.
She's yoga teacher, Gurudev. Yoga teacher from Switzerland.
Switzerland. And yoga teacher.
Yoga teacher, yes.
She's also a translator from English to German, so she hopes that when she understands the philosophy more, she can help with the translation of your book.
You should know what is yoga.
What is yoga? You should understand.
What is yoga?
1 + 1 becomes 2. 1 yog, yog means plus. 1 becomes to 2. Who is 1? 1 ourself, our soul. And 2nd is Supreme Lord Krishna. By the process of love and affection, both can meet together. This yoga in the world going on only for exercise for body, not for soul. Better you should also learn that your soul should be happy and you can very soon with love and affection can be attached to Krishna.
That's why I'm here.
And you are from?
Malaysia.
You have received initiation? Why late? Don't waste your time. One day you will have to be old. And one day you will have to give to this body. And what you are collecting, a pence farthing will not go with you. Your leftist will weep, but cannot go there. So better you should realize yourself and Krishna and be happy in this world. Very good.
And Gurudev, Rajanath Prabhu wants to translate your books from English to Filipino. So he's asking for your blessings to do
that. Yes, he can try. I want that my all books should be translated in all language of world and they should be distributed. What telling? Janmashtami Prabhu? Jadunath.
Jadunath.
What name?
Gaurangi.
Very good.
Just give you something.
Very good.
This Yasamadhi Nandana did very good distribution. Flies all over.
Yeah.
All over. He did very good.
He's very good. He's very good devotee. He's helping with preaching every day, going out into the streets and preaching.
He's from England.
From England. Yeah.
With you?
Yes.
He invited
him. Very good.
Gurudev, there's another gentleman, he's our neighbor, Viknath Ture. He's coming to our programs now regularly. He's also thinking of taking shelter of you.
He's from Malaysia.
Yes, he's our neighbor to the close to the temple. Also came from flyer distribution of Yasunath.
The
school of
the temple is neighbor.
Srila Gurudev, She wants to ask, Mitravinda wants to ask you a question.
I received Varna Bhadiksha from Shatamar Swami, and now he's passed away. So, of course, we have learned from the scripture what are the qualities of Varna Guru. But then, I really wanted to have Siksha from you. But should I give up my attachment to him?
So he has received Harinam and Diksha, so. Yeah, from Sri Padma Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, yes.
And now he has passed away. And we learn from scriptures, he says, that we have to accept guidance. So she wants to take Shiksha from you. She has accepted you. And she says, now should I give up my relationship with my Diksha Guru? Or what should I do? I am so much attached.
You know that Tamal Krishna was my friend. And he used to honor me like Guru. He used to come hearing Hari Katha, Brahma, Sanghita, and other Lakus Manjali and other books. But Holy Iskcon was fearing that if he will come, then Holy Iskcon will be ruined and all will go to Narayan. So he was bound to not to come to me, but he was my friend. So you can come, I will help you like Siksha Guru.
But she wants to take Diksha from you, I think.
No.
She has taken Diksha.
But should she
if
take...
If she wants, she can hear, but yet she should think me Siksha Guru, no more.
But they said there are qualifications of Adiksha, and it seems that my guru is not on that standard.
He says Adiksha guru should be qualified. He should have certain symptoms. And she says it seems that my guru who gave me Diksha was not so high. So should
yes.
I take from
they cannot give me like me. And I can help you much more than any of these ISKCON leaders. And that is why he used to come to me and learn. So, you can hear my Diksha mantra also. And if you want to honor him like Diksha Guru, I have no objection. You can treat him like your, behave like your Diksha Guru. To me, like Siksha Guru. Sometimes Siksha Guru is more higher than Diksha Guru. So don't have any doubt.
She is not committing any offense if she takes Siksha from
him. Nothing. He will be glad.
My husband, Sir Puri
Prabhu. Ishvara Puri Prabhu, husband.
Also.
From what country? Malaysia?
Well, no, Philippines.
Philippines.
From your island?
Yes.
He has taken her name from me?
No.
They were
tomorrow. But you have received Harinam from Tamil Krishna?
Yes, Harinam in
English. I think so. Also, same situation.
No, I should help you.
They were managing the temple in Cebu.
And you will be happy after receiving Diksha.
They were both managing.
Very unhappy.
They were both managing temple in Cebu for many years.
Cebu.
You know Tamoka?
ISKCON temple.
Yes. He's the one who brought me to Krishna consciousness.
Tamoka Prabhu.
And I was very young.
Next year I may come
to Cebu.
Cebu,
also Manila,
Cebu,
Cebu and Bali is very
in Manila
with
Jagunath Prabhu and you,
yes.
And then Cebu.
Cebu, Cebu.
And then after that, Bali.
Bali, yeah.
Bali.
And all our good brother from Philippines, Hong Kong, Malaysia, come to Bali.
Yeah.
Oh, why not? Stay together at the temple.
With your family, you leave his temple?
That's very good, because we should maintain another house in near Victory. Huh?
You remember near the
they could come there, and they only come to the Victory only. But after Victory built, we built another house there, the same facility.
They built
a
house,
near
the factory, they built a house.
But who will look after temple?
Kesava and Nandini. And
before,
Rasaswari and Prameswara stay there, because they cannot stay there by themselves. Because not too many devotees, they move to Victory. And also we have same facility as the temple at Victory also.
In the factory they also have like a mandir and they do the programs, everything. And your old house where we used to go?
No, nobody there. Sometimes Krishna Priya come there for a weekend in the Gaza.
I have gone to your factory?
Yes.
Yes, good.
You've seen the factory.
You celebrate the...
That very factory?
Yes, you celebrate the opening ceremony.
Big factory?
Yes, the big factory. Now expand.
Now
we have no more room there.
Expanded.
More
yes.
Expanded now.
We send almost 4 containers every month.
Every month 4 containers I send to your business?
Because Guru...
Containers?
Yes. Then Radha Kanta Prabhu said, we should work hard for...
The Kanta Prabhu telling that they should work very hard
very
for 3 years project.
And listening to Hare Krishna prayer by the
by telling that Anand Prabhu, his wife,
yes.
Children, so all are there.
Also their manager has taken initiation, eh?
Yes.
Also
Suchandra. She took
initiation.
She took, now she's in Murlumba, accounting manager. She's the first accounting manager. She's married with
but now, just a few days ago, also one manager took initiation?
Not manager, Jayashree. She's the cashier.
Cashier.
That's manager. Maybe I can mention that.
Last night,
yes.
How many devotees came in your class?
I think there was about maybe 35 people, 40 people. It was quite good. And we gave half-half. I gave first lecture, and then we had Artik, a very big kirtan, and then after that, Shamarani, she gave the presentation and lecture with her slideshow. Very, very nice. Everybody was very happy. Now they are waiting for you tonight. Many people will come.
This is the Dakshina after initiation from the Filipino devotees.
Dakshina.
The different Cebu, Manila, and Bacolod.
Philippines?
Yeah, Philippines.
Currency. Like rupees.
Pesos.
Like rupees.
Same exchange as pesos. But I changed it to ringgit.
$2
Harinam initiation in Bali, you gave?
At first.
By telephone, you really?
Yes. By telephone?
Yes.
Small Dakshina.
Officer.
Yeah.
Like the lieutenant.
Yeah. So because of that, he's getting good salary, and also because of Krishna and Gurudev's mercy that he's saving that money to use it for next year's school.
Very.
I think that's from his first pay. From his first pay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe the note.
From you.
This is from one 6-year-old girl. Her name was Louise, and now you gave her name Rama.
New painting.
In Bacolod, on a small island.
Tell my blessings.
Okay. And the morning we were coming to Malaysia, we had initiation in the airport, in the parking lot. And these are the boys, such nice devotees. And then we were running very, very late. And our plane, by your mercy, plane was delayed 20 minutes and we didn't miss it.
Always late.
I know.
Always late.
I'm always saying, come on, come on. We had a mobile phone and you were speaking. And then these are the initiates in Manila.
Where? In
Manila.
Manila. At Gurangi.
By phone.
And Yadunath Prabhu's house. And this is their new temple room.
They're building.
They're shaving
temple.
Their hair.
Yeah.
And this isn't too dark, but in Bacolod we had program in the park.
Yeah.
And these are the kids. And this was the initiation by phone in Bacolod. And this is in Cebu.
Whoa.
And this is in the ISKCON temple in Cebu.
They allowed her to speak?
They allowed her to speak and then they invited her for the next night, but then they said no.
So the little girl, they were in the next room, almost finished. And if you were able to stay, the two girls, I was in my room, they cried somewhere, they had a bit.
Prabhu has written a letter, Pandu Prabhu, to his guru, who he received, Harinam, and he signs, I am one of your foolish disciples. Then the reply comes from Kavichandra Maharaj, that must be very true that you are foolish if you are asking permission to move away from ISKCON. Krishna says, Yatesh Tarsi Yata Puru, do whatever you like. If you go to Narayan Maharaj, you are not my disciple. So after he received this letter, he said, I must come to Gurudev.
Guru Maharaj, after Malaysia, I'm going to Hong Kong, China, and Los Angeles. There's a ladies' ashram to preach, and I would like to give some classes about how to preach to new people, Vedanta Sutra, and some Govardhani.
Vedanta Sutra?
Yes. Rasananda Prabhu was training us.
Who wrote Vedanta Sutra?
Vedavyas, the incarnation
Why?
Of Lord Krishna. Because he collected all the essence of the Vedas that he divided. After dividing the Vedas in four parts, then he wrote Mahabharata, all this Ramayana. But then he said that he was not satisfied. He put all the Vedas in essence, in a sutra form, so that everybody will, those sutras, they can memorize, they can learn easily, and they can understand the whole Veda from the sutras.
Do you remember any sutra of
Vedanta
Sutra?
Atata Brahma Jignaso.
More?
Very
good. You should try. Brahmasitra is very, very hard.
She's like lawyers, right?
Yeah, I think
so.
Lawyer.
That's
why lawyers are lawyers.
I want to be a lawyer of Lord Krishna.
But don't tell lies.
But she wants to be lawyer of Krishna, but better lawyer of Radhika.
Oh, yeah.
Lawyer of Radhika is Lalita and Vishakha. Very competent. So if you want to be like them, very good. I was telling to
Ananta
Prabhu Maharaj.
Oh yes. Giri Maharaj.
That how a man can judge that this man is preaching so better.
Yes.
He could not reply. And then I told the person, the sannyasi, the brahmachari, brahmacharini too, who will inspire so many persons to be devotee, and she will inspire that they should come and take Harinam and Diksha. And also book distribution those who are doing. Preaching also in such a way. And for my big projects like book publishing, other functions like sent preaching center in Navdeep, here, there, they should inspire the person in such a way that by begging themselves they should
come forward.
Donate.
Yes.
So if anyone cannot inspire anyone to take Harinam Dikha, oh, his preaching is really not good. Sajjan Maharaj, oh, so much preaching. Ban Maharaj, first.
Shyamrani.
Shyamrani, yeah. In this tour alone, more than 100.
Yeah.
Padmanabh Maharaj, Muni Maharaj there.
Tirtha
Maharaj.
Tirtha
Maharaj.
Oh, Tirtha Maharaj, oh, 500. In a year, not less than that, more, thousands.
Gurudev from China, Vaishnav Maharaj.
Oh, he is now doing well. Good preaching.
Damodar Maharaj.
Damodar Maharaj also.
Damodar Maharaj.
Yes.
So, I want that my all disciples, whether brahmachari, lady or sannyasi, all she preach very boldly everywhere. What I have taught them. Shyamrani can speak more than any SCON leader.
True.
She can cut all their arguments.
Yes.
And establish bhakti.
That is why they told her she could not come on the second night. Only one night, then no more. In ISKCON, in Cebu, ISKCON temple. One lecture, second lecture, no, we cannot have her anymore.
They fear.
Yes.
But anyone has taken Harinam and Diksha both from any guru, if he falls down, or not falls down, but he cannot remove the doubts of his disciples, and if he has no experience of Krishna, how he can give Krishna from his heart to another? So if he has done but sin, that a man is nourishing a cow. He has cow, but not cow is not giving milk. Then what he should?
Another cow
who is filthy. So, in this way, if that guru to whom we are attached, if he cannot give transcendental all these things, he cannot remove our doubts, he cannot give his Krishna from his heart to others, then how he can remove the doubts of? So better, if he is Vaishnava, and if you beg permission that I am going to better Guru, then he will allow you. And if he is not qualified Guru, then he will tell you, don't go. I will curse you.
They
think that disciples are my property, but Guru never.
Things like that. Gurudev, now in ISKCON, their philosophy, it is similar to Ritvik.
Similar
to the Ritvik philosophy. Now they are telling, oh, we do not have maybe highest realization, but we are connecting you to Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and you will get all things from him. They are telling like this.
Then why Swamiji took initiation from his Gurudev? And why he allowed his disciples to initiate so many sannyasis? He allowed them. Why Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he accepted a guru who never can sign his name and was blind. Why? And that person, blind person, rejected him 2 times. I don't know anything. You should go to other guru. But he told that I will do fast and give up my body if you will not initiate. So in the last he initiated. Prabhupada told that he is my only guru. He has no other disciple other than him.
Brajanath Prabhu from Sibu.
Brajanath?
Yeah, talk to Brajanath. He was thinking of traveling to the different islands like Manila and Bacolod because he has so much experience with kirtan and book distribution that he could help the younger devotees there. Do you like that idea?
Yes. He should preach. He should read my books more.
Yes, Guru.
Then, as I have explained all these things, you see. Doctor, not yet coming? What is it?
11:30.
Shall
we call him?
Vijay Prabhu has also gone.
And he has taken them by
time.
You want to ask anything?
No, I'm just here. I'm here. It's here.
What is that?
They brought some fruits from Bali.
From Bali.
Sita Pal.
Very good.
Radha Kanta Prabhu was in Bali and he said everything is not
Sita
nice
Devi,
here,
wife of Ram. She liked so much that in India the fruit is known as Sita Pal.
Sita Pal.
More fruit?
Very good. What is it?
Snake fruit.
I don't know. But
snake fruit.
Snake fruit.
Snake fruit.
Snake fruit.
Snake fruit. Its skin is like snake. But inside very good.
Gurudev, you had mentioned while ago my understanding in ISKCON that the disciple to proper duty. That was the thing that you clearly understand what you have said. That is my indoctrination, that we are proper duty. What does it mean?
He's telling that you mentioned just now that the disciple is not the property of the guru. But
yes.
In ISKCON we are learning that the disciple is the property of the guru.
Oh.
Disciple,
no,
don't no. Think.
Disciple is not property. But a guru should try to make him a guru like himself. Very qualified. That very soon he can attend Krishna Prem and give to services, not property.
So then you always say that this everyone is the property of Krishna.
Yes.
And Guru brings you to Krishna.
Yes. It is not his property, or Krishna property, Krishna servant and maid servant. The Guru thinks like this. I should help this person. He should be qualified and then he should be engaged in Krishna service. More than that, there is a thing very mysterious, O Radha Dasya. To whom Krishna is so pleased, then he can engage himself in Radhika Dasya.
Also, you are telling that a guru becomes very happy when he sees that any one of his disciples becomes more advanced by receiving
anyone.
Guidance of others.
Yes, he will not be
envious. In Guru Dev's society, Pujyapad Srila Bala Maharaj giving initiation to all. And telling to all, you should go to Srila Narayan Maharaj and receive guidance from him. At the same time, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru in the same society. And all devotees, they have equal respect for Shiksha Guru as Diksha Guru.
Does baby Krishna have a peacock feather? Because in pictures I see peacock feather, but then in Venu Geet I was reading that when Krishna danced and the peacocks were dancing with him, then one peacock wanted to give his peacock feather and then Krishna put on. So when does baby Krishna have peacock feather or?
Yeah.
When he's baby, when he's young, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been written clearly that Krishna always in Kishore vayas. This is his.
Mm-hmm.
From Kishore, he can be a boy,
a baby,
baby or a man. And he never becomes old or young. Always Kishore.
Did you call?
I asked Bala.
Where's Bala?
to do.
Any question?
More? What?
In your books you say that you should not only read your books, you should realize what is written in them. So what would be the symptom of having realized what is written?
In your books you are telling don't read only the book, also realize what is in the book.
Practice.
So what is the symptom of someone who has realized what is in the book?
And one or two.
He will realize easily, like Narada. He will tell Krishna Prem come and he will dance and weep and sing. And if not like that, Madhyam Adhikari, then telling Harikatha and his realization, as Narada told to Vyas in Srimad Bhagavatam, gradually he will take him nearer to Krishna and Krishna Prem will come. But Kanishtha Adhikari, he will take to Madhyam or Uttam.
How far is it from where we
are?
You are waiting in the car, huh?
You have made it?
No, I have made it.
She brought.
অন্য আছে গুড় আছে চিনি আছে আর কি আছে
গেভ ইট টু গৌরাজ প্রভু দ্যাট হি শুড রিমেম্বার মি অ্যান্ড হি শুড মিট ইন সিঙ্গাপুর অর এনিওয়ার হি শুড মেক এনি হাউ টাইম টু কাম টু Krishna, my heartly blessings to you, your wife, your children. Perhaps you have forgotten me. I remember always when I see the clocks of Thakurji, very fine, I remember you. But I see that you have forgotten. Don't forget me. Try to make some time to meet me. After this tour, I will come to Singapore also, it may be, or
Malaysia will come.
Singapore not.
Then you must meet me. Okay? More louder.
Anybody else, please?
Prabhu, Gurudev cannot understand properly. Hare Krishna, your mother. Mother is there? Mother of Padma, right? Okay, mother. Mother.
She's
in the hospital.
She?
Yes, heart attack.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Oh, my heartly blessings. Always remember Krishna and Krishna will help you. You will be happy. Whatever suffering
our happiness comes, always remember Krishna. Thank you too. Now, you should all come to my class.
Gaur Premanandi.
You have a key.
Tomorrow, Nishesh?
Yes, tomorrow morning, Nishesh.
What time is
that? Tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
I don't know. I have to do.
You will have to.
I don't have that book or anything, Nishesh.
Book is Maharaj. Give me Maharaj.